The new year is upon us, and 2019 will offer us an extraordinary year of sky spectacles. There'll be good meteor showers and a total solar eclipse in Chile and planet conjunctions and all sorts of cool stuff. So much that we can, for the moment, focus just on this month of January. Got a pen or do you have your calendar handy? Let's write this down, because the party really starts now, as Mars still shines brightly at nightfall at magnitude zero. It's high up to the upper left of where the sun sets. Mars is actually now higher up than it's been this entire past year. Just look for the bright orange star in the west, and you'll see Mars hovering just above the moon in another week on January 12th. But the very best January stuff begins a few weeks from now on the 20th. That's the night that we'll have an amazingly good lunar eclipse, beginning around 10:40 p.m. Eastern Time. The moon will turn a coppery orange red, what the media have lately been calling a blood moon. This total eclipse will be visible from almost everywhere in North, Central, and South America, and will be high up in the sky as well, so it won't be hidden by trees or hills. Then the action switches to the eastern sky before dawn. On January 23rd and 24th, the two brightest planets, Venus and Jupiter, meet spectacularly in the southeast. Just look that way an hour before sunrise. You can't miss them. They'll absolutely grab your attention. Then, the waning crescent moon closely meets Venus on the last morning of the month, also before dawn. What a show. As the two closest celestial bodies to us, which are also the night's two brightest objects, come together for early risers and insomniacs. It's a great beginning to a very fine year in the heavens. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.